This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 228 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well. In this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the whole idea of never giving up and never quitting. You know, this is really a timeless topic, and definitely a good time to talk about it for sure, because we are a quarter way into 2023. Can you believe that? It's already April in 2023. It's just crazy how quickly time flies by, and regardless of what you decide to do with your life, time's going to go by anyway, right? And so you really need to think about the things that you're doing every single day, because if you don't do it, then it's just going to fly by, right? I mean, again, we are, you know, a quarter into the year, and a lot of people out there probably aren't even close to hitting their goals. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you that are listening to this probably set some New Year's resolutions, right? And you need to kind of ask yourself, did you actually start to action out those New Year's resolutions? Or, you know, are you one of those people that just grabs a list, you make it every single year, maybe you join a brand new gym membership and you go for the first few weeks, and then you fall off the wagon, right? Just like your business, just like your dreams, your goals, your income strategies that you're trying to implement maybe last year, this year, the year before that, and you're still nowhere close because you procrastinate or you give up and you quit before you can even start, right? And I know a lot about this because it took me a long time to figure out how to make, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 when it comes to internet marketing and generating sales online. You know, if you know anything about my story, when I started in 2009, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no connections. I had no tech knowledge. I didn't know how to market online. I didn't even know there was such an industry as affiliate marketing. I didn't realize that it was a $12 billion industry, right? Let alone understand, you know, how people, you know, any of the business models that I, you know, have actually tried and implemented, and you know, some of them have done quite well at, and others not so well at, right? And it took me a long time to figure it out, you know. So just like you, if you're listening to this call and you've been wanting to build some sort of income online, I mean, nowadays you're spoiled for choice. You know, that's the reality. Back in 2009, there weren't that many things that you could do to make money on the internet, really, because it was just such a young industry. You know, affiliate marketing had started not so long before that. And even then, it's just nowhere, you know, as developed as it is now. You know, there's so many different business models that you can actually go after these days, which is pretty amazing, right? And there is a lot more information now than there was back then. You know, back then there were very, very few good courses actually on how to do stuff right. And now, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of junk online, which is true. And part of the challenge is sieving through a lot of the junk that's online. But you do have access to a lot more good stuff now than you did back then. But the point I'm trying to make here is that you really do need to start, and you have no excuses to get started, right? And the most important thing that you need to do is to not quit, right? Because you're not going to have success straight away. A lot of people think that as soon as you come marketing online that, you know, you're supposed to have success in like a week or two, when the reality is very, very different. You know, the thing about the internet is that you can have massive success, and you can scale very quickly once you figure out what you're doing. But in order for you to generate your first sales and then become consistent, that still takes a little bit of time, because you have to understand that when you first come online, you probably have zero experience, you have a zero email database, you don't know many people that are doing well on the internet, you have no skills, and so you're starting from ground zero, right? And so just like a rocket ship, right? Let's just say SpaceX. A SpaceX rocket ship requires 90% of its effort to lift off from the ground. Now, once it's lifted off, it only requires 10% to continue, you know, throwing it into the atmosphere and into space, because the majority of the energy and force is actually spent on the liftoff, right? And so your success and your trajectory will be exactly the same thing. Just because it's online and just because you're using technology doesn't mean that you're going to have fast success initially, right? So the foundational parts of you learning how to make money on the internet will still take as long as it takes. Now, it takes some people a little bit quicker and it takes some people a little bit slower. The only difference is just, you know, personality and work ethic, right? Some people pick up concepts a little bit quicker than other people. And some people, it takes a little bit more time, and that's okay, right? Everybody has a different learning curve. Now, the most important thing as well here is to be realistic about, you know, your timelines and your target, right? If you set yourself unrealistic targets, so you say something like, oh, I want to become a millionaire in the next 2 weeks, then of course you're not going to hit your goals, right? And when you don't hit your goals, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to feel upset and sad, and, you know, you're just going to want to quit. Okay, and that's what happens to a lot of people. What you need to do instead is you need to set realistic goals, right? Give yourself at least a minimum of 6 to 12 months in order to get some decent results in your online business. Whatever you decide to do, whether it's affiliate marketing, YouTube automation channels, dropshipping, Amazon FBA, digital agency, you know, I highly recommend affiliate marketing. That's what I've been, you know, very successful in. We actually have a program that teaches that. If you don't know, you can head over to theinvinciblemarketer.com. We've got a step-by-step over-the-shoulder program that will teach you how to do that. But I still think that out of all the business models, affiliate marketing is still one of the best, okay? But yes, it's still going to take you a little bit of time. Why? Because you're probably working in a full-time job, right? I mean, most people are working in a full-time job in order to, you know, keep the lights on, you know, put food on the table. So if you have a full-time job, that means that you don't have that much time in the day in order for you to work on your side hustle, right? But it doesn't mean that you don't have time. It's about priorities, okay? And so even if you put in 1 to 2 to 3 hours at the end of the day, you know, at night after dinner, after you put the kids to sleep, you've had, you know, dinner with the spouse or whatever it is, that's hustle time, right? That's the time that you put aside to work on your side hustle, your side income, because that side income can very realistically become a full-time income fairly quickly. I mean, if you think about it, even if it took you 6 or 12 months or even 18 months or 24 months to completely replace your full-time income, would that be worth it? Ask yourself that question, right? If you are 40 years old, like I am right now, you would still have another 40 or 50 years on this planet Earth. What is 1 or 2 years on the grand scheme of things? It's like a drop in the ocean. And yet people complain when I tell them that, hey, it's going to take you, you know, 6, 12, 18, 24 months before you, you know, see some significant results. I mean, that is nothing, right? Compared to what? Compared to working another 30, 40, 50 years in a job that you hate? Making a salary at the end of every single month, not having enough money to cover you for the month. I mean, that is a pretty bad place to be, okay? So set realistic goals, first of all, right? Understand that online business is still business. It's still gonna take you a bit of time. You have to learn the stuff. You have to learn the theory, and then you have to action it out and do the practical, right? That's gonna take a little bit of time. You're gonna make mistakes. That's expected, right? Don't expect this to be a smooth ride, right? It's gonna be a little bit of a bumpy ride, but as long as you have the right expectations coming in, you're not gonna be disappointed because you know that you're gonna hit roadblocks, right? Now, when you know that you're gonna hit roadblocks, what's gonna happen is when you do hit the roadblocks, you're gonna be in a much better frame of mind in order to work around those roadblocks, right? Work through them, work under them, work over them, whatever you need to do to get around them, right? I tell this to my students all the time, but being an entrepreneur is like being a firefighter. You're just constantly putting fires out. And the better you get at putting fires out more quickly, the quicker that you're gonna have success. Not everything needs to be perfect. You just need to move forward, solve problems, take action, and be consistent. That's pretty much it. Oh, and the last part, which is what this whole episode is really about, is to never, ever give up. You see, the thing is that when from 2009 to 2016, I failed for 8 years. Now, in those 8 years, I had, you know, little smatterings of success. I would generate a sale here, I would generate a sale there. Sometimes I would even generate some pretty big sales, you know, $4,000 sales and stuff like that. But I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't know how to replicate a result over and over and over again. So a lot of the stuff that I was doing was luck. You know, I would do something and then something went right and I would generate a sale, but I couldn't replicate those results over and over. And that was a big problem that I had, right? Now, if I had wanted to quit any time in those 8 years, then I wouldn't be here talking to you today about how not to quit and how to never give up on your dream, right? And to always keep going. And so that's the thing, is that you know, you just have to remember that this is part of the process. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to take you 8 years to succeed, because that's a long time. You know, I took a much, much longer time than other people do. I know people in the industry where they have success in their first year. Some people in their first few months, right? Others a little bit longer, maybe 2-3 years. But it's very rare that I meet somebody who has failed for as long as I did. 8 years is a long time, and I put a lot of money into the business. Hundreds of thousands of US dollars trying to figure it out. Jumping from one business model to another business model, right? So again, it's not going to take you that long as you have access to the right information. That's important, okay? So pick an industry, pick something that you want to build a business in. Find someone that can show you how to do it. Invest in their program, pay the price, because that's the only way that you're going to be successful. Follow the training very, very closely, right? Be consistent, take action, show up every single day, and never quit. And then just have the right expectations, because it is going to take a while, you know? And that's okay, because you're building a muscle. You're building a skill set. The more you do it, the better you're going to be at it. And then you're going to realize over time that it's actually pretty easy to do certain things on the internet, because now you've gotten really, really good at it, okay? And just remember that building your dream and your why has got to be big enough to keep you on the straight and narrow, right? Now, if you remember that, when you have tough times, because you will go through tough times, right? You're going to remember that you shouldn't be quitting right now, because it is going to take a little bit of time to get you to where you want to go. And that's okay, okay? Everybody has to go through their own journey, but it's going to be so worth it when you finally figure it all out, because you're going to have a completely different life to the life that you have right now, which is why you're probably listening to this show in the first place, right? You're trying to create something pretty special for yourself and your family. Maybe you don't want to work a full-time job anymore. Maybe you want to be able to travel the world. Maybe you don't never have to want to worry about money again. Maybe you want more freedom, right? That's really what I wanted. I wanted to be able to be free and do anything that I wanted with whoever I wanted, whenever I wanted, right? And it took me a little bit longer to hit those goals, but being consistent and just remaining true to my goals and my dreams really helped me to stay on the horse, right? And even though I did want to quit quite a few times in that time, like more than 20 times in 8 years, easily, I never did. I always continued. I picked myself up every single day. I dusted off, you know, all the dirt, and I just reset over and over and over again until I finally got results, finally in 2016. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history, right? So I hope this episode motivated you a little bit, right? Gave you some good ideas and some golden nuggets for you to keep going and keep moving forward, because that's the only way that you'll ever truly achieve what you have. And then at the end of the day, you got to put things in perspective, right? What is the other option? I mean, for me, it's simple. The other option is to stay doing whatever you're doing right now, which probably sucks. The big one, doesn't it, right? That's why you're looking for a solution. So that's not an answer. You know, that's not even a route that you should even consider, which is why you should never, ever give up on your dreams. Okay? I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one. Take care. Speak to you soon. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.